Robert Crace joins us by phone tonight. Early in his career, he wrote for such notable television shows as Hill Street Blues and Cagney and Lacey. He went on to writing best-selling crime fiction novels, including The Monkey's Raincoat, L.A. Requiem, and Taken. Along the way, creating the memorable characters of Elvis Cole and Joe Pike, he has won the Anthony, Barry, Seamus, McCavity, and Gumshoe Awards, as well as the prestigious Ross McDonald Literary Award. Tonight, we'll talk about his latest novel. It is titled Suspect. I'm going to go straight to saying welcome to Around Cincinnati.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
When I read the first few pages of The Suspect, I was reminded of a country western song, which has a line, "You had me from hello."
Did I make you cry, Barbara?
Well, you certainly grabbed my heart from the first few pages. So tell us about this unusual and wonderful main character you have, who's named Maggie.
Thank you so much. Is there any relationship closer than between a person and their dog? I'm a crime writer, as you know, and I'm mostly known for a series of detective novels about Elvis Cole and Joe Pike, Private Eyes in Los Angeles. I write about cops. I write about crime. But all the books are about friendship. They're about trust between partners. And I don't think there's any more devoted a partner any of us can have than a dog. I certainly learned that when I got involved with LAPD's canine platoon. I began to study the relationship between people and dogs, which led to the relationship between canine handlers and their dogs, military working dogs and their handlers. It's the sort of love and devotion I think we all want from our friends, and it gripped me in a way that I don't think I've ever been gripped before by a subject, and I had to explore it in a novel. And that's where Maggie the German Shepherd came from and Scott James the human canine handler. It's about them learning to love and trust each other and come back from a terrible tragedy in their lives.
And one of the things you inform us about in the novel is that a dog, just like a human, can have a reaction to that.
I never knew that dogs could suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, but they can, and they suffer from it and manifest the symptoms of it that are almost identical to how people show PTSD, you know, anxiety issues, sleep disorder, exaggerated startle response. I could go on, but it's almost identical. Now, you don't have to be in the military in Afghanistan or Iraq if you're either a person or a dog to get PTSD. But that's how Maggie gets hers. She's at the beginning of the book, in those first few pages, we see her as an explosive detection dog in Afghanistan, and she loses her handler to an IED, and she herself is wounded by a sniper. But she recovers, but when she recovers, her physical health, she's still suffering from PTSD. And she ends up being donated to the Los Angeles Police Department's canine platoon. And that's where she meets her handler, who is a new handler, because he was a patrol officer named Scott James. And very, very similarly, he was caught in a horrible gunfight. He lost his partner. He himself was wounded. And that's where they meet. And the story, yes, it's a crime novel. That's what I do. So there's plenty of, you know, mystery and detective work and action. But the true story is the love story between them, because they need each other to heal. That relationship, I think, is why so many people are responding to Suspect, and it's become as popular as it is.
Well, I want to talk about something else for a little bit, in that you mentioned Elvis Cole and Joe Pike, two fellows that you're well known for. So I want to ask you about reoccurring characters, because Maggie and Scott in this novel are new. I always think with reoccurring characters, do they take up residence in your head? Are they always there with you, so to speak? So what decides when you return to them?
Sure.
And when you move on to create others?
Barbara, it's really simple for me, because I'm a simple guy. If I fall in love with a character, then I want to spend more time with them, even after the book is written. So I bring them back. That's happened from time to time. I guess the most basic thing is Elvis and Joe, as you say. When I wrote the very first Elvis Cole book, it was titled The Monkey's Raincoat, and it was not intended to be a series. I was just trying to write. I'd not sold a book yet. I had written a couple of manuscripts. They had been rejected and rejected. They were failures. As you know, I can look back now and say they were rejected for a reason. They weren't very good. Then I wrote The Monkey's Raincoat. And I was simply trying to write one book, one story, one novel that was good, that people might enjoy and I could sell. And after I did, I knew I wanted to revisit those guys because I loved Elvis and Joe so much that I wanted to bring them back. That's happened from time to time. Carol Starkey, I wrote a book called Demolition Angel. She was the star in that book, the main character. I didn't intend to spend more time with her, but I fell in love with her, and now she's a mainstay in the Elvis and Joe books. So now I've written The Suspect about Scott James and this German Shepherd, Maggie. And I have to tell you, I fell in love with them, too. It's my intention now to write more stories about Scott and Maggie, simply because I want to spend more time with them. I enjoy them.
Wonderful. One of the things that's amazing to learn about dogs, Maggie in particular, is their sense of smell and how sensitive it is. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Because I was amazed. I mean, we all know dogs can smell and have a great sense of smell. There's a reason, you know, Maggie begins the book as an explosives detection dog. You know, here we are, it's the year 2013. We have cell phones, we have computers, we put people on the moon. Nothing, there's no device yet designed or built by people that can detect hidden explosives better than the nose of a dog. Maggie, or any of the long-nosed dogs, you know, German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, certainly the hounds, you know, bloodhounds and the tracker dogs. Maggie has a sense of smell that's about 10,000 times greater than ours. German Shepherd like Maggie has about 225 million scent receptors in her nose. Their primary impression of the environment is not their eyes the way ours typically is. For a dog, it's their nose from the moment that they're born throughout their lives. Their nose is dominant. For example, Maggie's sense of smell is so acute that if you took a drop of your sweat, Barbara, just one drop, and you put it in a normal full-size swimming pool, about a 20,000-gallon swimming pool, and dilute it in that much water, she can smell you. It's a window onto the world that I tried to indicate in the book, and I think it did a really good job of it, but it is so amazing that most people, including myself, you really can't grasp how much a dog takes in through its nose. It's truly amazing.
I want to go back to a little bit earlier in your career when you were writing for Hill Street Blues. Was there something in particular that you learned in that process in writing scripts and what you took from that to writing novels?
Oh, sure. I think of my TV period, and I was a baby writer in TV. Those were really my first jobs, Hill Street Blues, Cagney and Lacey, L.A. Law, the shows that I wrote for. I think of that period of my life is my time in school, writing school. I learned a huge amount about characterization, about dialogue, about the importance of characterization and dialogue, about plotting, about character development. I like to think that all the good lessons I learned from writing so many fine TV shows or being involved in so many fine TV shows, I've been able to bring to my novels. A lot of reviewers will comment about how visual my books are. I'm pretty sure that came from my experience in TV. I think visually, even today, after all these years later. And I think that's why the books move as quickly as they do, because when you're working for a show like Hill Street Blues that carries multiple plot lines, we would always do an A story, B story, C story, and you're interweaving storylines and characters. The importance of editing, getting in and out of scenes quickly is paramount. I bring those things to the book, and hopefully maybe that's the reason why people enjoy them so much.
Robert, I want to thank you for keeping me up late once again in suspense, turning the pages of Suspect, and thank you for talking with us tonight.
It's my pleasure, Barbara. Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Robert Crace about his latest novel, which is titled Suspect. You'll find more about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.